Aleishu Chelik Beis Shin Samech Dalet, the fifth Vaad. Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchusei. Anu Omerim Belachash Milevad B'Yom HaKippurim. We say that phrase quietly in a whisper, other than on Yom Kippur. Lama B'Chashai? Why whisper? HaPasuk HaRishon Likias Shema Nikra Bazor HaKadosh Yehuda Ila. The first pasuk, the Shema Yisrael, is called in the Zohar the upper Yichud. Anu mafligim boi el ha-shemes ha-kdoshim, we soar towards the holy names of Hashem, Hashem Elokeinu, we said before, Shem bivchinas Shem Molei. It's an aspect of the complete name. Ve'oid yose, even more, anu mafligim boi le-merchakim shel ha-asid avoy, we soar towards the distance of the asid avoy, the future, those horizons, asher az yizkele olam chadash, when a new world will be revealed, bevitul hara uvegelu yichudoi, when evil is negated and Hashem's oneness is revealed, that the Hashem echad. So we soar to those heights. Baruch Shem v'chulei, that phrase we yichuda tata. It's what the Zohar HaKadosh calls the lower yichud. Boi anu mamlichim es HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we coronate Hashem shu amelech shel olam hazeh, as the king of this world, Shehu HaMetzius Shelena, which is our reality for this period of history. Be'omreinu Hashem Echad, as we say Hashem Echad, the end of the first phrase, Anachnu b'chol HaMetzius Shel Olam Hazeh, we and the entire reality, the entire existence of Olam Hazeh, ki'ilu botel umvutal, it's almost null and void, ve'einu kayam klal legbei oitzim yichudei zbarach, that if it doesn't exist vis-a-vis Hashem's intense oneness. But then we switch gears. The world, this world, the physical world exists, we exist. But we declare, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the king over this world of ours. So that's upper and lower. Come and see the awesome illustration. Rav Chaim Volozhin in his Nefesh HaChaim cites, והמבין ומשכיל, person of understanding, יהיה נרעש ונפחד מהציור הזה, will tremble from this illustration, כי הוא מגלה את הפרופורציה האמיתית בין הקדוש ברוך הוא ובינינו. It gives us some sort of feeling for the differences between us and הקדוש ברוך הוא. הוא כיסב, he writes as follows. ועל פי פשוט יש לומר, ולפי האמס אינו שבח כלל. Really, it's not a שבח to הקדוש ברוך הוא at all. Imagine that a king of flesh and blood is praised as follows. So this great king who rules over so many myriads of ants and gnats and mosquitoes. And they really willingly accept his kingdom. What sort of a, how great is it for a king to be a ruler over ants? כל שכן וקל וחומר אין ערך כלל, all the more so, infinitely so, שהוא יסבורך אשר אין ארוך לקדוש עשוי, הקדוש ברוך הוא, whose sanctity has no equal, ועצם אחדוסוי הפשוט בכל עולמו יסכלו יחשבין כמה, and all the worlds are like nothing before him. ודאי באמס אין השבח כלל, it is not at all a praise, שנשבחו יסבורך שהוא ברוך מבר בכבוד מלכוסוי בעולמו יס, that he is... He is exalted in all these worlds, שכולם שפלים ולא חשבים כמי כלל. All worlds which are like him, to him, like nothing. Like we said before, like ants before a human being. רק שהוא יסבור במקדום גדול עשי, תימצא אנ וסנוסי. However, as Chazal put, this is a statement from Chazal, from Megillah, whoever you find Hashem's greatness, you find his humility. שגוזר רצוינוי לקבל מאיתנו לשבח. He decreed, that's what he wishes, that he wants to receive שבח from us. That's from Reish Chaim in Chelegim and Perkid Beis. Ve'anu mo'yisifim od ala tzio hazeh. Says the author, we add more to this illustration. Im HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'anu v'sanusoy mekabel meitanu ha-shevach hazeh. Let's accept Rav Chaim's point, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his humility accepts this praise from us. Im lechol ha-pachoyis b'ma'asenu ya kedei le'ames ha-shevach. If, at the very least, the way that we live, the way that we act, validated the praise that we give to Hashem, it conformed, our actions really reflected what we say, Ki kol ha'masim hayu lichvod shemayim. If it was so that all our deeds were really lichvod shemayim, hayaz ha'shevach amiti, then at least it would be real praise. It would be sincere praise. Aval anu yodim ki ma'asenu eina misifim kvod shemayim. Quite often, our deeds do not add kvod shemayim. Ve'eich lo nispe'esh lomoy. How can we not be embarrassed to declare this baruch shem kevod v'achuse? Asher al ken anobrim oisei b'chashayim. This is why we say it in a whisper. Chutz miyom ha'kippurim, with the one exception, asher bo ha'klal yisrael domeh le'malachei mala, where klal yisrael resemble the malachim. In brackets, ayin al ze oid b'derech Hashem l'Ramchal. If you want to see more on this point, derech Hashem of the Ramchal, perek al kiyaz ha'shman. In l'zeis, therefore, be'imreinu baruch Hashem, when we say this, anu mazkirim l'atzmenu, we actually remind ourselves, ki yichudo yisborach tzarech latzes me'ama'asim shelanu. Hashem's yichud needs to emerge from the way that we act, our conduct, from our lives, that our lives should be permeated with kvod shemayim. So this is now the explanation of the words. Baruch Shem, Baruch, as we said many times, connotes increase and abundance. So tisrabe ha'izgalus. Shem, the name of Hashem is Yizgalus, is revelation. So the revelation of Hashem should be revealed and become more abundant and grow. Shel kvod malchuse, the next two words in the phrase, poi bo elamenu. In this world, as we said, the whole phrase is yichuda tatai. It refers to this world. Le'olam vo'ed, eternity. Shel edei yizgalus zeis, through this yizgalus. Once we reveal Hashem in this world, yizgale ha'netzach b'chim hazmanim shelanu. Our temporal lives will reveal eternity. הייחוד התחתון הזה, this lower ייחוד, נוגע לעצם הסוד הכמוס אצלו יסברך. It touches, it is associated and connected to this deep desire of הקדוש ברוך הוא שרצונו לברוא אילם גשמי זה. His desire to create a physical world. וכפי שאמרו חזל, as חזל put it in a number of places. This is taken from במדבר רבה in פרק יוד. They quote a פסוק שיקב עמודי שיש in שיר השירים. And literally, his thighs are like pillars of marble. And Chazal Darshan is follows: Sheikav ze ha'olam. It's a hint to this world. She nishteikek HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the connection here. Sheikav nishteikek HaKadosh Baruch Hu yearns. He has this deep desire. Livra Yisoy. He wanted to create a physical world. Kemanda Atomart ve'alay teshukasoy. So the word teshuka refers to a craving, we would say. Uminayin shekeinu, where else do we see Hashem desires and has a craving to create this physical world? Shenema vaychulu hashamayim ha'oretz, at the end of the Briah. The simple pshat is that the heavens and the earth were completed. Vaychulu means they completed. But on a deeper level, vein vaychulu el shon ta'avai, it connotes, again, a desire. Shenema nichsefa vegam kolosa nafshi, kolosa. Vaychulu, kolosa, it's a phrase that connotes, a word that connotes deep desire. Amudei Sheish, so we said the Sheikav, that's Hashem's desire to create this world. Amudei Sheish, like pillars of marble, She'emid kol ma'ase v'rishis levav yamim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu organized everything, created everything in 6 days. Amudei Sheish, She'nema ki Sheish yesemim asa Hashem. That's the Midrash. You see over here this idea, HaKadosh Baruch Hu davka wants praise from physical creatures. He wanted for whatever reason, not just to make do with spiritual worlds, but he wants praise and he wants a good relationship with physical beings. Zeu ha'piyut ha'nifla b'musaf liyom ha'kippurim. So this idea is repeated over and over in the wonderful piyut that we recite in Yom Kippur. And each of these verses really says the same thing in different words. It contrasts the malachim to us. Ashei masecha ve'er elei oimen. Your awe, Hashem, applies to the malachim. Erelei oimen, these are the terms for malachim. Be'abirei oimetz, again, bivlulei kerach, refers to them as ice, bivdudei kodach umurach alehem. So your awe is upon them. Nonetheless, ve'alvisa tehila, but you want praise, Hashem, from who? Miglumei gush, from those who are made of physical matter. Migirei ge, those who dwell in the low lands, meaning on earth. Midlulei poal, those who have few accomplishments. Midalei maas, they have very few deeds. Vehiti ilascha, that's your praise that you wanted davka from. And once again, the same thing. Ashei maschah be'amon malachim. Your awe is upon the numerous malachim, behiluch machanois, bevad alafim, bevekach revavois, all these myriads of malachim, umaracha lehem, you're always upon them. Nonetheless, vavisa teila, who do you want praise from? Mizivnu ishe, mizorkave. These are terms that relate to the light of one's face being very dull. You know, we're not as bright as the malachim, mechasere sechel, those with whose minds are not very powerful, those who have all sorts of evil desires, this is your praise. Vad Shishi. Me'atanis boinen b'emshech shleshis ha-parshiyos shel kiryas Shema. Having discussed the first two phrases, Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem, we now look at the three paragraphs of Kiryas Shema. Lo yinuchal ikanez l'chol ha-patim ha-rabim. We cannot enter into all the numerous details. Those details that somebody who davens with concentration will anyway ascertain for himself. We're just going to trace over here one thread that passes through all three paragraphs. That one thread that passes through all three paragraphs is the commitment in the heart and then its consequences. Paragraph Aleph, Ve'ohavta eis Hashem b'chol levavecha, zehu ha'emshech ha'yashir shel Hashem Echad. This is a direct continuation of Hashem Echad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'koil. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in everything. HaKol b'cha v'ata b'koil. This is a phrase from Chazal. Everything in you, in everything. Lachen yesh li l'aseh l'es kol libi. And therefore my entire heart, my whole heart should be given over to Hashem. Kvar hevenu b'shar ha'rishen. In the first section of this volume, we cited es hagdaras mechaber, the definition given by Rabbi Yosef Karoy, ki aleivu ikar ha'taves ha'machshavis. He says that the heart is the essence, of it's a seat of desires and thoughts. This is where he writes in Orech Haim Siman Chaf Hei. That's his definition. Hamalbim Magdir, the Malbim's definition in his commentary to Yirmiyahu Yud Zayin, Shalevu Kwach HaMemshala Badam. The heart connotes dominion within the person, control. Mimele, and therefore it follows. Im Yichudeis Barach, Chidere Sechelet. If Hashem's oneness, this declaration Hashem is one, penetrates the heart, Mispashet Inyano Bechol Kachos Adam. It will then necessarily then spread to all of one's faculties. Because as we said, the heart is the center of everything. Who oyheves Hashem im yetzer tov yetzer. Such a person will then love Hashem with both yetzer tov yetzer ra, bechol levav vecha, is Chazal Darshan. Ein liboy chaluk ad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He will not have any dissension, any disagreement, so to speak, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vachrei alev nimshachim kol amasim. All his deeds will then follow his heart. Bazen yeh adam miyached es HaKadosh Baruch Hu bechol derachav inenav. Thereby, the person will declare Hashem's unity in all his ways, in all his deeds. Vezeisi tachlis avoydesim. That's the purpose of avoydah. Paragraph base. Umay ahahava. This is Chazal in the Sifri on Parshas Vayischaran, and Rashi quotes these words. We've cited them numerous times in this volume. What is this ahava that is referred to when it says ve'ahavta is Hashem Elokecha? How do I apply this injunction? This is of course one of the 630 mitzvot. Mitzvahs say to love Hashem ve'ahavta is Hashem Elokecha. So what is this ahava? The next verse contains the answer. Ve'hayu hadevarim ho'ele. Al levavecha. These words of the Torah should be upon your heart. Shemitoich kach ata makir b'kadosh baruch hu midavek b'drachav. Through learning, through engagement in the words of Torah, you come to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu and attach yourself to His ways. Ahava yatachlis. Of course, love is the purpose. It's the end goal. Aval imechayeves yishtadlus rabba kede lagia elea. It obligates one to put in a lot of effort to reach it. Ve'aderech lezeh rak esek haTorah. The path is involvement in Torah. That's why it's called Eisek HaTorah. We don't call it Limud HaTorah alone, just learning. It's Eisek. Ela sheikansu divrei Torah el halev. We want the words of Torah to enter the heart. Livli liyipared mimenu, to stay there, never to separate. Beshivtoi bavais, belechtoi baderech, beshachbo v'koma. These are, of course, the words from the Shema itself. Beshivtecha beveisecha, when you sit at home, when you walk, when you're on your way, when you lie down and get up. The oidzois, furthermore, kimitoicha esek besugyois ashas, through involvement, through deep involvement in sugyois, yilemade darkei Hashem, the person comes to know the ways of Hashem, urutzonoi, and his will, vidbak bohem, and cleave to them. ממש כפי שמצינו ברבינו הגאון רבי ישראל זכרו יגן אלינו, as we find in him, שלמד מתוך סוגיוס השס מידויסיו יסבורך להפליא. From the סוגיוס, he learned the מידויס of הקדש ברוך הוא. We've seen illustrations of this, but there's a source of here, עיין באויר ישראל, נסיבויס אויר דף נונחס. נוכל לחשב כי זה אבוידה לענק אירוח. We might think that this is an אבוידה for giants of the spirit. No, אבל זוי סיקבלס עול מלכוש שמיים. This is what it means to accept עול מלכוש שמיים בפרשה הראשונה של קריאת שמע, the first paragraph. ואם תרצה, תגיד כי קבלס עול מלכוש שמיים היא קבלה ליוס מנקי רוח. If you want to put it another way, equivalent way, you can say that קבלס עול מלכוש שמיים is a commitment to become a giant of the spirit. But either way, it's incumbent upon you. גימל. מכאן לקבלס אויל מצוויס בפרשה שנייה. So from here, it leads, the first paragraph leads to the acceptance of the yoke of מצוויס in the second paragraph. והיה אם שמוע תשמעו אל מצוויסי וכולי, לאהבה יש השם אלוקיכם ולעובדי בכל לבבכם. אם שמעים היטב אל פנימיוס המצוויס, if a person hears well, if he listens well, if he attunes himself to the inner dimensions of the מצוויס, שמעים צליל אהבה בכולן. You hear the sound of love in all of them. אהבה היא בלב, love exists in the heart, ומחייבס עבודה מיוחדת, and it obligates us in a special עבודה. איזה היא עבודה שהיא בלב, הווה אומר זו תפילה. As חזר put it in תעניס דף בייס. עבודה שבלב is תפילה. הרי עסק התורה צריך להיות בכיוון אל הלב. The whole involvement in Torah should be with a certain direction towards the heart. תפילה צריכה לבקוע מתוך הלב. תפילה has to burst out from the heart. מעומקא דליבה, as we put it, from the depth of the heart. מכאן שהתפילה ולימוד תורה הם צריכוס הגדילה. תפילה ולימוד תורה, each need one another. Like when חזל say in a sugya, it's צריכוס. You need this one and you need that one. בלי תורה אין תפילה ובלי תפילה אין לימוד תורה. Without תורה, there cannot be proper תפילה. Without תפילה, there cannot be proper לימוד. ולכן, חזל, not חזל, הפסוק in משלי, פרק חס puts it, מייסיר אוזני משמע תירה, גם תפילה עשה תאיבה. A person who removes himself from hearing תירה, זה גם תפילה עשה תאיבה. זה חזר בונס, if I'm not mistaken, Shabbos, the feud, where they discuss the תפילה of Rova, how the Amoraim prepared for תפילה. דלת. ואחרי כל שלמוס עבידה, after this description of perfect עבידה, הישמרו לכם, פן יפתה לבבכם, beware lest your heart strays. מה יכול עוד להעביר את האדם על דעתי? What could it still be? What could still convince a person and pull him and cause him to stray? אחרי שייחד בכל לבבוי, after he unified Hashem with all his heart, נשם תורה אל ליבו, he took his Torah and put it in his heart, ועבד בתפילה בכל לבבוי, and used his entire heart in תפילה. What? כוח דק של פיתוי הלב, a subtle force of seduction. מה מפתה, what seduces us? כל דבר נאה שאדם רואה בעולם, anything nice that a person sees in the world, וכל כבוד והערכה שאדם יכול לקבל בעולם, any affirmation from the world, any recognition that comes from the world. פרשה נראה בתורה מתגימה, זה an awesome or awful passage in the Torah indicates this. והיא בניצבים שלישי, פרשת ניצבים. כי אתם ידעתם, you know, as אשר ישבנו בארץ מצרים, how we dwelt there, as אשר עוברנו בקרב הגויים אשר עבדתם, and how we passed through many nations on the way, ותראו את שיקוציהם וסגילו להם, you saw their idols, עץ ואבן, כסף וזהב אשר עמוהם, made of either wood or stone or silver or gold, פן יש בכם איש או אישה או משפחה או שבט, lest there be among you, a man or a woman, a family or a tribe, אשר לבבוי פויני היום, this is the seduction, his heart turns ממה שמלכנו, ללכס לעבוד את אלוהי הגויים ההם. Perhaps some subtle desire to go and be involved in that עבודה. פן יש בכם שורש פרי ריש ולענב וגוימר. הגה בעצמך, says the author, let's think over here, איזה תענוג יכול להיות? What sort of pleasure can a person get בעבודת אליל המאוס כשקוצים ומסרח כגלל? In the worship of some idol, which is as despicable as shekets and malodorous as droppings. יש כאן רק מניע אחד. There's one motivator over here. הגויים האלה הסתכלו בבוז על בני ישראל. And this is a point which of course applies to this very day, perhaps more so. The point is that the Bnei Israel felt some inferiority over here, that these goyim looked at us with our different ways with contempt. Shaprimitivim eile, these primitive, these people have built modernim, they're so old-fashioned, they're so not with it. Lo yizechul avidas eilil shem. Then these Jews are not privileged to be involved with what we are involved in. Ve'ein davar ba'ilam yosek asher isbol. This is in italics. There is nothing in the world more intolerable than to be told that a person is old-fashioned and you're losing out and you're so primitive and backwards and obscurantist and all these things. And this applies as more bi'ameinu. More bi'ameinu. That's what seduces the Jew. To be seen to be with it. To be seen to be current. There's no seduction greater than this. And a person goes and worships these, not in the temple, but whatever it is. We don't need examples over here. A person worships all of these revolting things. Just to be held to be current and modern and up to date. That's the power of seduction. This is enough for understanding people. How this force is quite capable of causing a person to stray completely. Therefore the Torah here warns, Hishameru lochem pen yifteh levachem, beware lest your heart turn. Ki tavoi mizeh lechach, because from that, you know what you'll come to? Shesartem ba'avadtem erim achim, you'll come to serve other gods. Ad shetisbatu legamre lifnehem, you'll completely negate yourself before them, vishtachavisem lohem, and prostrate yourself before them. Now Titzah means that the consequence, hester panim churban megalus, Hashem hides his face, there's destruction, there's exile. Paragraph Hey, Achrei HaChurban V'Am Yisrael B'Sechah Gola. After the destruction of the temple, Am Yisrael finds itself within the Gola, and this also applies to individuals, of course. Kitzat Yishakem Atzum Am Yisrael. How does one resuscitate, how does one rehabilitate the destruction? HaMitzvoyes HaTelu Yis Ba'aretz V'Avidas B'Ez HaMikdash Avdu. All the mitzvoyes that depend on the land, Avidas B'Ez HaMikdash, gone. ומסנחם הכלל יסוד במצווה שבע גוף. עם ישראל is consoled at least במצווה שבע גוף, שהן מחייבות גם בחוץ לארץ. They apply also בחוץ לארץ. And in the Shema, this is expressed as follows. ושמתם את דברי אלה על לבבכם ועל נפשכם. Put these words of the Torah upon your hearts. וכשאתם עושים את זה. ומידה כנגד מידה. This connotes מידה כנגד מידה. הלב נחרב על ידי כוח הפיתוי. This same heart that was decimated, destroyed by the power of seduction, וגרר אחריו הסחורבן הכללי, which brought afterwards in its wake the general destruction, לב זה צריך להיבנות שוב. This heart is to be rebuilt. התשובה והאמונה והאהבה והיראה. הנה בונות את הכלל ישראל גם בצאת הגולה. That's what builds כלל ישראל even in exile. ומשיקום הלב באים שוב לידי מעשה ולידי לימוד תורה. From rehabilitation of the heart, one comes again to do and to learn. Ukshatem, ulmadtem, uchsavtom. Bind it, that's ulmadtem, learn, do, right. Paragraph Vav. Ra'inu eselev bishle musay uvchubanoi. So in the Shema now we've been through a description of the heart in its perfection and completion and its destruction. Ahava bechol levav. Love for Hashem with all one's heart. Tira al alev. Tira which is right there. On the heart. Avidas ha-tefillah me'umka deliba. Avidas ha-tefillah from the depth of the heart. Mize, on the one hand. Upitui ha-lev mize. And on the other hand, the seduction and everything that follows from that. Hashikum bagalus maschil shu me'alev. As we said a moment ago, in paragraph Hey, the rehabilitation of the people and the individual begins from the heart. Achmana says, shelo yispate ha-lev v'shelo yachiv sadam. What can we do now to ensure that the heart does not become seduced? Answer, V'haya lachem letzitzis, ur isem oisoi, uz hartem es kol mitzvah is Hashem, v'as isem oisam, v'lo yisasuru acharei levavchem acharinechem. Not to stray after your hearts and after your eyes, asher atem zinim acharehem. Al ze nitena lanu mitzvah tzitzis, letizkores temidis. The mitzvah of tzitzis will give it to us as a continuous reminder ולאו שלא נהרהר, and also לא יססה, שלא נהרהר, as a positive, puts it, היינו שלא נספטה, not to become seduced again, אחרי דאויס רויס, following negative ideologies and ideas, ותאוויס העולם, and all sorts of desires. From שערי תשיבה, ג' ומ' א', and ספר חינוך, סימנים, או מצווי שין פי ואו שין פי זין. פרשס שלח לך, מסחילה בעניין המרגלים. As we know, שלח לך begins with the incident of the מרגלים, שנשלחו לטור לסערץ. This word לטור, which we normally translate as to spy, to travel the land. וגוימרס עם מצווה ציציס. And the same part of שלח ends with the paragraph of ציציס, שלא נטור אחר לבבינו ואיננו. Not, yeah, ולא יססירו אחרי לבבכם. Again, not to stray, not to travel, not to follow the hearts and the eyes. כי לב ועין הם המרגלים שבקרבנו. The hint over here is that the heart and the eyes are the spies within us. לרגל בשירוס ממשל שדאים. They, what do you call it? Double spies. When you have a spy works for the other side. They're in the service of ממשל שדאים. שזהו פרצופו האמיתי של כוח הפיתוי. This is the real face of this power of seduction. It's ממשל שדאים. ויש להבין. We have to understand, אל מיצי וסער תורה ולא יססירו. Who does the Torah command? ולא יססירו, don't stray. הלו הלב הוא עיקר המחשבויס, as the שולחן ערוך himself puts it. The lev is the essence of one's thoughts. הרי הלב הוא העני, that's I. ואיך יכול העני לזהר מעני? What does it mean? Beware. Who is the Torah addressing over here? How can I beware of I? כאן מגלה תורה שיש באדם רשוס למעלה מלב. The Torah hints to the fact that there's some רשוס, some entity above the heart. ואם הלב הוא מושב הנפש, the heart may be the seat of the nefesh, הרי הרוח הוא למעלה ממנו. The ruach is above it. That's a deeper aspect of I. הוא אשר אמרו חזל, חזל put it as follows. הרשעים הן ברשוס ליבון. In ברשיס רבה, פרק למדלת. The רשעים are under the dominion of the heart. אומר נבל בליבוי. That's a פסוק. אומר נבל בליבוי, נבל, the former, the husband of Abigail, before she marries דוד המלך, ויאמר עשיו בליבוי, ויאמר ירבעם בליבוי, ויאמר המן בליבוי. These indications, it seems to be the order, indicates רשעים are dominated by the heart. אבל הצדיקים ליבן ברשוסן. צדיקים are the opposite. The lev is under the dominion of, apparently, the ruach. For example, וחנה היא מדברת על ליבה. ויאמר דוד אל ליבוי, ויאמר דניאל אל ליבוי, ויאמר השם אל ליבוי. Whatever the drosha is, the point is in anu chayavim lishloit alibenu. The injunction over here is to dominate our heart. That's who is being warned. Veloi sesuru. It's being addressed here to the ruach. Uvazeh seif ki ashma na'otz b'tchilase. With this point, we see that the end of the shema is really rooted in the beginning. Im hashlita lev. Once you control the heart, nuchal agi lechol malos yoter. One can reach all levels and achievements in Torah. Ahavas Hashem, Eisek HaTorah, U'tfilah b'chol ha'lev. Ad kan.